Hello, I'm Erin Johnson. Welcome to our podcast series, Meditation, Music, and Wellness.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Today, we will focus on mandalas. Mandala is a Sanskrit word that means circle or sacred circle. We will be exploring how you can use drawn mandalas as meditation, and also how they can be used for self-discovery. Mandalas are all around us, in labyrinths, at sacred sites, in petals of a flower, the growth rings in a tree, the web of a spider, raindrops falling into a lake, the face of a watch, and spiritual symbols like yin and yang, the Buddhist wheel of Dharma, the Native American medicine wheel, and rosettes in the church windows.
Bailey Cunningham, in her book, Mandala, Journey to the Center, says, mandala making can serve as an activity for meditation and relaxation, or, if we dare to explore the deeper aspects of our psyche, it becomes a tool for transformation.
Who, of course, makes us think of Carl Jung, who was particularly intrigued with mandalas. He believed that mandalas arising in dreams or drawn in waking life were unconscious attempts to heal one's inner self. He believed that all images, even frightening ones, come in the service of wholeness.
Yes, and one of the leading writers on mandalas was Judith Cornell, and she wrote that Jung encouraged creative and artistic expression, believing that creativity could create a link between the numinous and the human experience. And since Carl Jung's time, many Western scientists have continued to research the effects of human consciousness on matter, and how the focused use of prayer, intentionality, and meditation affects healing and spiritual and emotional well-being.
And you too can experience this connection with well-being through mandalas. First, you will need some basic materials. We recommend collecting these items and following the instructions that we will provide. And you may want to return to this podcast again if you don't have supplies at this time.
So to get started, you will need a blank piece of white or black construction paper, either 8x10 or 9x12. And then draw a circle in pencil, leaving at least an inch to 2-inch border from the edge of the paper. And if you have a box of oil pastels, you can use those. And if you do not, you can use crayons, markers, or colored pencils. Now, just because we use art supplies to create mandalas doesn't mean that this is to be confused with creating art. Mandalas are just for self-expression and self-discovery, and not about the pressure to create art. So take a moment now and get into a comfortable position in your chair and close your eyes and quiet your mind and body. And now when you gently open your eyes, notice what color in those box of pastels or color pencils you're drawn to. And begin to allow a form, an image, or a symbol to unfold on the paper in front of you. And as you do so, let go of expectations or judgments about how it's supposed to look. Just be with the movement of your hand across the paper and being present to this moment. And if you'd like, you can pause this podcast to complete the mandala and then press play to continue. As you bring the mandala to completion, take a moment and allow it to speak to you. Give it a name or a title and then date it. This will help you to remember the experience.
Thank you, Erin. Mandalas can be a great tool for self-discovery. And you may want to spend some time journaling in response to the mandala as well. I've experienced this as an extension of the process, continuing to explore in words how the mandala relates to my life right now.
Another way to do mandalas is in response to music. And what we mean by this is to choose a piece of music that is calming and centering for you. It's best to choose something around 5 to 8 minutes long and instrumental, and then allow yourself to listen to it in a relaxed way, with your eyes closed. And when the piece of music has come to an end, open your eyes and then begin the mandala. One of the pieces of music we use for this sort of mandala meditation is Bach's Air on the G string, though some people also like to use the Pachelbel's Canon in D.
And we invite you to do another mandala after listening to this piece of music, Bach's Air on the G string. After you have completed the mandala, you might want to notice any difference you experienced doing it with the music or without it.
We also recommend to people that they do a couple of mandalas a week as meditation. As a meditation, mandalas can enhance our sense of self-awareness. Mandalas often contain symbols and images that may reflect issues or themes that we're dealing with, but may not be in our conscious awareness.
Well, we are glad that you joined us again for this podcast and hope that you're inspired to draw a mandala this week. And we hope you will join us again in 2 weeks when our focus will be creativity.
You know, most of our workshops do include mandalas, and you can find more information on mandalas through our website at www.integrativemusicinstitute.com. And we invite you to join us in Williamsburg on July 20th for a workshop on meditation and music. You can register through our website. Until then, be well.